With Sonia Sotomayor, President Obama believes he has found a nominee who doesn't just draw wisdom from law books, but from a life of struggle and triumph. We turn now to the story of another woman who transformed a life of struggle into success, but a series of misfortunes has forced her to start over. Iyanla VanZant became famous as a life coach, best-selling author, and a regular guest on Oprah. Her rise was even more remarkable given her difficult childhood and the challenges of being a single mother on welfare. VanZant built a career on teaching other women how to overcome long odds. She even hosted the Emmy-winning television reality show Starting Over, which helped other women break cycles of poverty, addiction, and dysfunction. But in recent years, her own world has collapsed. She endured a series of personal tragedies. Her daughter died, her marriage ended, and finally, she lost her home to foreclosure. Now, by sharing her story, VanZant hopes to help others who suffer a reversal of fortune. Welcome to the program, Ivanya.
Thank you.
Give us a sense, before we start talking about what happened with your home and foreclosure, give us a sense of some of the difficult family issues that you were dealing with.
Well, in 2002, my daughter was diagnosed with a rare form of colon cancer. And it was such a shock, a surprise to us. Now, this was right after my TV show, Iyanla, had been canceled or not renewed. I didn't renew it, actually. And that started a 15-month journey of healing for her. And this was someone who never smoked, never drank, was a vegetarian. So most of her treatment that we did natural methods, whether it was oxygen treatment or she changed her diet, she ate macrobiotic foods. It was just a lot, but she couldn't work. So for the 15 months of her illness, I supported my household. I supported her household. I supported my own ministry. Which put a huge financial strain on me because most traditional, non-traditional medical practices, A, aren't covered by insurance, and B, are expensive.
Yeah.
Also during that time, I ended my marriage. It was a 39-year relationship, although we had only been married for 7 years. And that put me in a position where I had to look at choosing between saving my marriage or saving my child. And I'm a big mama bear, so I went with the kid. Mm-hmm. He was just out. So all of that, the emotional stress of it, the financial stress of it, it was a lot all at once. And it was happening during the time that I think the recession was just beginning.
Yeah.
So it wasn't on the news.
Right.
You didn't hear about it on the news.
You didn't realize it was happening, you mean?
I realized it was happening, but most people didn't realize it was happening. I mean, because as a self-employed person, when there's a recession or a cutback in the economy, we feel it first because many self-employed people provide services that are non-essential. So whether you get your hair done less or your hair cut less or your nails done less, as a writer and a speaker, I was very clear that corporations weren't being as open and as generous, and I wasn't getting the kind of work that I usually got. So it became clear to me real easy.
With all this going on, when did you begin to realize that your mortgage was in trouble?
Well, what had happened was I had bought my house 10 years earlier at a time when I didn't have A1 credit. And of course, that means you pay more points and you're functioning at a higher interest rate. So I had one of those less than clear mortgage deals because the thing was to get me in the house. So I took a mortgage deal where I would pay interest for a certain number of years and then pay all of the mortgage at the end of that time. And it's called a balloon payment. And in that moment, it looked like something I was going to be able to do because, of course, I was squirreling away money over this 7-year period where I was paying just interest. I was squirreling away this money so that I could pay for the house at once. My daughter got sick and I got divorced. So here, 2 years out, I'm looking at, I've got to pay this house off. I went to every bank, every mortgage lender, Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and said, I need to rework this because I don't have that income anymore.
And you couldn't rework
it? And everybody said, no, we won't do it. They wouldn't recalculate the balloon payment, and I had to pay it all at once.
Yeah. Now, is that something you understood when you first got into this
No.
mortgage at all?
No.
Mm-hmm. It was only when it started falling apart.
When it started falling apart, that I understood. Because actually I went in to refinance my house, knowing that I had a lot of equity in it, and to get the money to support me financially as I was taking care of my daughter. And that's when I find out, they said, no, you can't refinance this. And I'm like, why? And that's when somebody explained to me what was going on.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary, in for Michelle Martin, and I'm speaking with inspirational author Ayanla Van Zandt about losing her home in the foreclosure crisis. When did you decide to go public about all this, and why?
I never decided. It just fell out of my mouth. Really, I've always told the truth. I think that's been part of the foundation of my career. I don't put myself above people. I don't put myself different than people. And I, for one, know that none of us is immune. You know, if you're human and you're living on the planet, it doesn't matter what you do, you are not immune to the challenges, the trials, the difficulty. And the fact that I happen to be a coach and a minister and a spiritual teacher doesn't mean anything. I'm still human. So I actually was at a public address, and I always center and ask my highest self, what is it that I'm supposed to speak about today? And this was a huge event being televised. And when I closed my eyes and I took a breath and I said, what am I supposed to speak about today? What I heard in my heart was, tell them you lost your house. I said, what? Who are you? Where'd that voice come from? I've learned to be obedient.
Now tell me what this event was, by the way.
It was the State of the Black Union, hosted by Tavis Smiley every year.
Uh-huh.
And I was on a panel with congressmen and senators and journalists and, oh my God, the Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr. And, oh, it was just, when I woke up from the stupor of telling the truth, I was horrified.
Well, what was the reaction? What kind of reaction did you get immediately?
I got a standing ovation. Because there were many people, I didn't know it then, there were many people in that audience who were facing foreclosure the next week. There were many people in that audience and also listening who were self-employed. And we don't hear about the self-employed people. We hear about the people losing their job in the auto industry or the closing of stores. But there's a huge community of self-employed people who are struggling and suffering.
Have you gotten any criticism from people who say you had money, you had access to expert advice, you had the resources?
I had a daughter who was dying of cancer, who had a mortgage and a child in school, and who had incredible medical bills. I spent $750,000 in 15 months providing care for my daughter. So I don't think anybody really wants to criticize me. And we shouldn't criticize. You don't know the makings of my life. You know, for 15 months, I carried my household and her household. I'm not an endless pot of money. The money that I had, I worked for and was saving to pay for my house and for my retirement. A catastrophic medical condition wiped me out.
Yeah.
Wiped me out. And
you have a sense that that's something that can happen to anybody.
Anybody. Absolutely. Anybody. Anybody at all.
Has what happened to you affected the kind of advice that you give to people now? Has it changed the way you look at things or
no,
what you tell people?
I survived that. I survived my daughter's death, which, you know, I think about every day that I open my eyes as a mother. It is unspeakable to have to bury your child. And I survived that. I survived the disintegration of my marriage right before my eyes. And all that went along with that, there was so much more that went along with that because I have a solid spiritual foundation, which is what I've always said to people. So I got a divine opportunity to walk my talk, and it wasn't easy.
Well, how do you stay so positive?
I think my daughter's death taught me that. She had the opportunity to take her last breath in her home that she bought, surrounded by people who loved her. And I think that that mattered more than her car in the driveway or my car or my house. Her death taught me was what really matters. So a year and a half later, when I had to give up my house. I said, this is a house. My daughter gave up her life. This is not an arm or an eye. And even if it were, if I only had one arm, right with the other one, you only got one eye, look out the other one. You only got one leg, hop on the one you have. You understand? Because if you're still here and if you have an opportunity and a chance to continue to do good and to be good and to live more, you want to do that. It was a house. It wasn't a heart or a kidney. I'll get another one or not.
And that's what you take away from all this.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I would have given that house away to save my daughter. I would have given it to you or anybody passing by on the street if I thought it would have saved my daughter. So when the bank took it, why should I be upset? And that's how we have to look at things for all of the people who are going through this incredible difficulty. Who loves you? Hold on to that.
Iyanla VanZant is an author and spiritual mentor. She joined me in our studio here in Washington. Iyanla, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And remember, at Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. We'd like to hear your story of overcoming financial hard times. To tell us more, call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Remember to tell us your name. You can also go to our website, the Tell Me More page of npr.org, and blog it out.